Why should you, the discerning internet radio listener, want to listen to Radio FUBAR? Check out some of our shows. The Matt Reifer 4 Hours of Power.
Would you smoke dope if you...
Probably not.
Why not?
The name in itself is unappealing.
Dope. Dope?
You want some dope? I'll pass. Hey, you want to eat a big bowl of stupid?
Unfit for FM.
I see like an emergency pull off, and I'm like, all right, I could pull in there, and I could take a dump, and no one would be the wiser.
Oh, you're without toilet paper, unless you brought some.
I would have, listen, pal.
For camping.
I would have adapted and overcame, all right? It was
like Heartbreak Ridge, yeah, wasn't it?
It was the Vietnam of shitting, my friend.
The Mr. Producer Show. And my mom, I guess, figured that I was smart when I was little because I knew how to read a clock when I was a year and a half old.
You probably knew how to put your pecker in an electric socket, too.
No, I never tried that, but I will admit to trying to fuck a bowling ball when I was little. Batty time.
This is what happens when you mix the Irish with a techie. He downloads beer.
Disruptive radio.
I thought it would be a brilliant idea to wax myself. My ass and vagina are glued shut, and now I've managed to get stuck to the bottom of the tub.
For more information on these and other shows, go to RadioFooBar.com and check out the show links.
Adjust your speakers to the maximum volume. You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast streaming on RadioFubar.com.
Is that something that's... Is that an actual something?
I've not heard of a Mexican shower.
Someone please define a Mexican shower to me.
Apparently that's where you wash your hair, armpits, teeth.
Oh, like a hobo shower?
Yeah, and then you put deodorant on your armpits or crotch or something.
Oh, so you just kind of like wash off in the sink and then... And then put on some deodorant and kind of, you know, when you like just kind of throw deodorant over the top of whatever you got going on, it never generally works, you know. And like I can smell me, so I know that you guys can, and I know that I'm not smelling so hot.
That's because you have a smelly crotch.
There's some caterers at my work that every day after their like catering session is over, they go into the bathroom and do one of these, I guess, Mexican showers.
A Mexican shower?
And ever since I saw them do that, I have not purchased a single item from them. I'm like, no, if you're in the bathroom after your food service shift wiping yourself down, I'm good.
Is that the sandwich guys?
Yeah, and they have Euros. Like, I really love Euros, but... He's washing himself in the sink afterwards, so I've not got one.
You know, the only Euro I've ever had in my entire life was at your house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My house?
Your family invited me over for dinner one time. You don't remember the time I came over for your family dinner?
Dude, I don't remember anything. I can tell you like three things that happened throughout my childhood.
Well, it had a lasting impact on me because it's the only time. And you know what? When I see those shops, I think of you. I'm like, you know, those are pretty good. Maybe I should stop at that place. But like, you know, it doesn't have a drive-thru. And then I have to like go inside and talk to somebody. And
so you think I'm way Greeker than like we actually are. You came over like one night. We're having some sort of like.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't really think of it as like, you know, you're some kind of, you know, crazy foreign fellow that eats wild exotic foods. I just, you know, thought I had a delicious meal at Paul's house that I've never had since.
Interesting.
I mean, I think you got it. It was like in a frozen box or something. You guys just warmed it up.
I was talking about
it wasn't exactly like fine dining.
I was talking about the frozen box today. I was wishing Sam still had the frozen box.
And they don't have them anymore?
Well, I looked today or yesterday. Yeah, they don't have it.
You know, the strips of like the Philly cheesesteak that you can get and warm up, like the frozen one, you know what I'm talking about.
Like Steakums?
Yeah, those are really fucking good.
Are they?
But like they take so long. I mean, I don't have the patience to make my own food.
Are they pre-cooked?
Yeah, I mean, you just warm them up, okay. Really. But even that, it takes so long. I don't have the patience to make my own. I mean, like, Napier keeps posting photos on Facebook of like all the delicious meals he makes, and they look really good. And I bet that like you take a lot of pride in this amazing food that you make.
Of course.
But like, I don't have the patience to do it. I mean, I think that I would really enjoy it if I did do it, but I don't give a fuck. I
can't actually go to steakhouses anymore because they never cook my food like I like. And every time I get a baked potato or something there, it just tastes like shit in my mouth. So it has ruined, like, actually going out and eating food. Is there something going on in the chat?
Fuck you, Mark Lang! Fuck you, Mark Lang! Fuck you, Mark Lang! Can you hear that? You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch, motherfucker! Fuck you! Can you hear me? Fuck you, Mark! I'm reacting to the chat. I'm sorry. I need to not I'm sorry. Did he?
So the stream's shit. Apparently.
I mean, we might not even be on the.
The levels look pretty low.
They are pretty low.
Yeah, it looked pretty high just a second ago. What was going on?
Well, they're low now.
You were screaming. Fuck you, Mark Lang. You don't remember that?
So, yeah, we might not actually be on the air. But, you know, hey, check us out on the podcast, wfodix.podbean.com. Why is it so... I don't know. It's going.
Yeah, now it's going. Before, it wasn't going.
What the fuck?
Can somebody...
Mark Lang wants to know if it is gay to get fucked in the ass by your wife and or girlfriend with a strap-on dildo.
Yes.
What?
Is it gay to get fucked in the ass by a strap-on dildo?
Yes.
Is it doggy style or missionary?
It doesn't matter.
Missionary,
can somebody confirm or deny if we're on the fucking radio or not? There's like 10 people in the fucking thing. Somebody post... God. I can't handle this, guys.
You're paying way too much attention, I'm telling you.
I guess it doesn't... Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't handle... Okay. Yeah, well, Mark Lang, if you can hear this, check your settings, guys. You're not coming through.
Awesome. Okay.
We're still recording a podcast here. And this is terribly uninteresting.
Jesus Christ.
Stop and restart?
How do we do that?
Well, you can't.
We're doing that?
That's happening right now.
That is a great time.
Ow, ow.
I'm being shocked by the microphone right now.
Yeah? Ow, ow.
So is it gay to get fucked in the ass by a strap-on dildo? Mark Lang says no, not gay. I'm going to go with not gay as well, because I think the heterosexual line is that touching genitalia.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So if you're touching a dick, that's very gay.
This is my theory.
So we're not...
If you're getting fucked face-to-face to your wife with the dildo, then you're not gay, because you can enjoy the view. But if you're getting fucked doggy-style... Then it doesn't matter who's fucking you, therefore you're gay.
Then you could be sitting there pretending it's a dude.
Right. Or it could be a dude and you could be pretending it's a chick, therefore you're gay.
So, missionary style.
Missionary not gay. Doggy style gay.
It's okay. Doggy style sex. If we're back on the air, we've clarified it for you. Mark Lang, doggy style sex... With a strap-on dildo.
Somebody confirm something for the love of fucking Christ.
There we are. We're on. Hello.
Can you actually hear us? Because we've been talking for 10 minutes. Amanda, what are you wearing right now? Post if you can hear me.
Rabbit
Including
poundings.
What color poundings. Undergarments. I see you there.
So, basically, we've concluded that it's only gay.
No, that's not the question that I asked, Amanda. I need color of your undergarments.
Just to recap.
Right now.
We've answered Mark's question.
What was Mark's question?
Mark's question was, is it gay to get fucked in the ass by your wife or girlfriend with a strap-on dildo?
Oh, yes. Napier, you should know.
Yes, it is gay.
No. No.
Well, we decided that it was actually... Right. Nick, can you go over your theory, please?
I mean, what do you think, guys? You just do the... Yeah, No.
What are you talking about?
I've lost interest already. Everything's gone to shit.
They said it was working now.
It's working, for sure.
Okay. If you need to know what happened in the first 10 minutes, then, you know, go back. Our podcast numbers went down a little bit this last week. So, you know, that was just the way that we do things. And, you know, just so that everybody goes back and listens to the first time.
Yeah, it's actually, if you want to know what the fuck happened, you have to go download the podcast and listen to it. There you go.
Which benefits us in no way whatsoever. But
except for we get hits, and that's what we want.
Yeah, we just need the people to pay attention to us.
We just have something to say, and we're saying it.
And it involves rape. And ethnics.
So now we don't have to talk about rapes and ethnics anymore because we got it all out of the way already.
Okay. So
let's do some saying. Let's do some movie reviews.
21 Jump Street was hilarious.
We did that last week, I think.
That's the only movie I've seen in like a month. Okay.
Well, this is going to be short then.
Yay.
Oh.
There we go. So it's working.
So it's working now, Napes. So just repeat all the really great things you said before.
Well, I still don't think you caught when it's gay to get fucked in the ass.
If you're being penetrated, it's gay. Sorry.
Period, right?
Period.
No.
Yes, period.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you're getting fucked missionary style by your wife, face to face.
Like, okay, so she's wearing like a strap-on.
And that's it.
Type deal.
And you got your legs up, flying V style. She's giving it to you, and you get to watch her titties bounce and look into her eyes.
Gay.
Not gay.
No, not gay.
Not gay.
If it's doggy style.
If you can't see who's pounding you in the ass, then you just like getting pounded in the ass by anything, and you're gay.
It's all gay.
But what if like she's, you know, coaching you through it? Like, you're doing a good job, and giving you pats on the back and stuff like that, no?
There's no straight way to get your asshole penetrated by anyone.
So you're under the assumption that, like, even if you're looking at her, seeing the titties bounce.
So Napier's no ass play for you at all?
No ass play for me.
At all.
No.
What about, you know, good old-fashioned salad tossing?
No salad tossing.
So she's...
Well, I don't think he wipes his ass thoroughly enough.
Liz in your piz.
I wouldn't
sizzling
place
on your biz
bets on it, no.
And there's no... ass action at all?
Like, no ass action at all.
You know, I actually have a buddy of mine whose lady friend licked his asshole on their first date.
Married. That's a keeper.
Yeah,
Mary.
Been together ever since. That's a strong...
Well, on the first date.
Yeah, that's a strong declaration.
I had a really good
love,
time, by the way. Can I lick your asshole?
Yeah, and it's at the end of the date, too. So, you know, you're getting kind of... I mean,
you've been sweaty, like, you know.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a bit on the chubby side. And so, like, you know, if I have, like, a first date with a broad, I'm probably going to be a little bit, you know, nervous and sweaty. And
where do you take a girl on the first date to get her to lick your ass?
McDonald's. Dollar menu.
Like, man, this was like, so we went to the park, and there was a seagull. And, you know, there had to be something very elaborate.
That was a beautiful sunset.
You know what that rainbow reminded me of? Licking your asshole. Like, what?
You showed me such a beautiful time. I want to show you something beautiful. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
With my tongue in your butthole.
Will you clarify? There was a controversy on the Twitters this past week about the difference between the Coos Bag and the Coos Bag and the pineapple keg are related. Basically, the difference is the size of the woman. Correct?
Yes.
So the
potentially the size of the vagina.
Okay, so a normal sized or small woman could have a pineapple keg.
Yes.
If, for instance, her shit was, like, real blown out.
Yeah.
What is
if there's no treads
cake?
On the tires anymore, I'd go with the pineapple.
You're talking about Muff Gums?
Yep.
Define, please. I'm in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, let's just hear the whole...
Okay.
What's a pineapple keg?
See, because, like, I was trying to, you know, spread the tau of Napier, like, but I don't know if I did it justice.
The Coos Bag is a vagina. A pineapple keg is a really big vagina.
Like big as in like
wide
it can earth? Carry a lot
wide.
Of things.
Yeah, it deep. Can carry a lot of things deep.
Like at the airport, carry
all
a lot of things?
Large.
Right, like, right. Yeah. It's like, it's not a carry-on. It's like a full-on pack
it,
your
you,
suits
you take
in it.
You take it
suitcase.
Empty so you can pack full clothes and bring it home.
Yes.
It's huge.
I wouldn't want to wear clothes that were... Huh.
If you can put your... if you can put all of your toes in her... Gonna go with the pineapple.
Are you talking about Emperor's New Shoes?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the move?
That's the move. That's two feet in the vag at once. Emperor's New Shoes.
Can you get athlete's foot in the vagina?
I don't think.
Foot?
Yeah,
we should put it
foot.
On Yahoo questions.
Can you get athlete's foot of the vagina? Can you get athlete's foot of things other than your feet?
Yes.
Then why wouldn't they be athlete's blank?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
So I'm glad that we cleared that up. Because is there any other Napier words of the day that we need to go over? Or are we just going to save the next one for next week?
We can save the next one for next week. I mean, content, you know. Content every week.
Content, well, I mean, you know, we still got 45 minutes, so.
Well, we'll go on, and if we need to come back and revisit, we'll come back and revisit. We can always come back and revisit.
We should probably just play Dirty Oreo.
Is that a game?
Yeah.
Dirty Oreo.
I think that's the name of it. Is it Dirty Oreo?
I don't know why you're looking at me. I have no
I mean, when I think of Dirty Oreo, my mind goes to, like, you know, two black guys fucking a white chick, right?
Or
no.
Two black guys.
No, 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 no. You get
because I don't know how Oreo. Us four white guys would play that game.
You get an Oreo, and you scrape off the you know the icing, and then we all masturbate onto it. And the last person to come has to eat the Oreo.
Well, I can tell you who it's not going to be.
This guy, Napier, right here.
Yeah, Napes, you are pretty good. It depends on the mission, right?
If he's trying to avoid eating a bunch of semen, he'd probably be pretty quick.
Look, if I'm in a race with a bunch of Olympic athletes, I'm going to run like an Olympic athlete.
I don't think you will. I don't think
I'm talking about in terms of jerking off.
That's a great theory. Imagine?
In terms of jerking off.
Can you imagine Napier running, period? I mean, scratch running like an Olympic athlete. I mean...
Oh, I would grab them by the back of the shirt and toss them down.
I don't think... I think, yeah,
you're
little
not
fucks.
Catching them.
I think that's against the rules, my
you're
friend.
Not
I don't
them.
Care if it's against the rules. You make your own rules in life.
The Olympics has rules.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was there illegally.
Oh, so you're just going
to
crash?
I'm just
crash.
There to injure people. Yeah.
Isn't that...
All the smaller, weaker countries, they're going down.
America, motherfucker! Woo!
Yep.
It'd be cool if that's the way things worked. It's just like, you know, if you're among a bunch of athletes, you would just perform to that level. If you're a bunch of like smart people, you'd just like instantly be smarter.
Like a high
but then
mind.
It'd be like you just everyone would be retarded.
By the way, you out there in Radio Fubar Land, if you really want to fuck with me, I think I have the phones working at 314-266-WFOD. I mean, like, if you really want to fuck up
right,
my shit.
Mike's already having a fucking heart attack.
I'm already fucking... I mean, like, you know, you tell me that the shit isn't working, and I'm already flipping out.
He's like, let's start this shit over. We're fucking done.
Why don't you guys just go home?
Yeah, yeah. So, I just throwing that out there. And if Mark Lang calls...
Throw the number out again.
You know, Mark Lang, follow him at WTF Spaghetti on the Twitters. You know, he is a great friend of the show. Great friend. He actually inspires us to do all that we do. And I don't know where he works, but I would throw that out there.
You can actually just look it up on the internet. It takes about 10 minutes to Google his screen name to get his full name
it's
and his place of work.
It's E-L-T-N. Just to make it easier for you.
Man.
Oh.
Man, that's kind of ignorant.
I look to Mark Lang for inspiration like preachers look to Jesus. Like every day I wake up, I think, what would Mark Lang do in this situation? And then I immediately punch a broad in her tit and spit on her.
That's what you do every morning?
So we've
well,
like,
I, you know, not every morning, but, you know, a lot of mornings. You know.
Living the high life.
Look, I strive for greatness. I don't meet it. I don't meet it every day, but I strive for it.
I mean, you got to. Otherwise, yeah. What's the point of even getting up? I mean, if you're just planning on being a fuck, you might as well stay in bed. You got to bring your A game every day.
It's very motivational. Give
110%, just like our friend Mark Lang.
Mark Lang is 110%. That is for sure.
Did you guys, I know that Nick, I don't know your marital status, but I know the rest of you have females in your lives. Do you have to go see the Twilight movies?
Yes.
No.
You had to go see the Twilight movies. Did you see the latest one?
No.
You haven't seen the latest one?
No.
Can I spoil it for you?
You're not a
sure.
True Twihard.
Well, Team Jacob, motherfucker.
I have to go see all the Twilight movies because, you know, and the latest one, basically, the whole movie, the wolf guys want to kill all the werewolf guys, right?
Okay, the wolf guys
want to kill the vampire guys.
Okay, so that's the first movie.
Because they find out that they're going to have a vampire kid, and that's a bad thing. I don't know why. So you go through the whole movie, and it's all this build-up because the wolves want to go kill the vampires, right?
Yep.
So at the end, they have the vampire baby while there's a big fight going on outside.
Yep.
And the main werewolf guy, the one that takes his shirt off, the
they all take their shirt off.
Well, you know, the one that wants to fuck the gal.
Oh, the lead, yeah.
He sees the baby and immediately wants to fuck the baby. Like, he goes through this whole, like timeline of events where, like, eventually he fucks the baby. And so then he goes outside and says, "Guys, you can't kill the vampire baby because I want to fuck it." I wish I was joking, but I'm not. He goes outside, the fight stops immediately, and he looks them all in the eyes and he says, "Guys, you can't kill this baby, I want to fuck it." And that's the end of the movie. That's
black screen.
That's the end. The credits start rolling. He says, "I want to fuck that baby so fucking hard." And they say, "Cool, fight's over." They all go back to the forest. End of the movie.
That's reasonable.
I mean, perfectly reasonable. So I mean, like, that's like a bros thing. That, like, you know, if your bro wants to fuck a baby, you can't kill that baby anymore. And it teaches you a valuable lesson about life.
No, it doesn't. That's a horrible lesson.
That's a horrible lesson to teach little kids. Paul, as your friend, if you ever come in contact with a baby that you really want to fuck,
and you're trying to kill it,
you're trying to murder this baby. I'm not. Whether I'm trying to kill it or not, I promise you, I will not kill that baby so that you can fuck it.
Even
that
if you
is
were
my
like
creed to you, my friend.
Even if you were like seconds from killing this baby,
like if
you would
like,
just stop, like
hold the press.
Instantly, you're not going to kill the baby. Hey, Paul wants to fuck this baby.
Like, if like I'm in a room with a baby, and like I'm ready to kill that baby, and like you bust into the house, and you're like, "Stop, Mike! I want to fuck it!"
Then you can kill it.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to kill it at all.
Well, what am I going to do with it after I fuck it? Then I'm going
to
have to
whatever
kill
you
it.
Want to. It's your baby. I mean, you just fucked
Paul's
it.
Paul's baby?
Yeah. No.
He can't fuck his own baby. That would
That's
be gross.
That's fucked up, man.
No, I meant like he owns it. It's his rape baby.
It's a rape baby?
Yeah.
Can you buy those?
What's the phone?
I think you can in some
baby.
Countries. I don't know if this is one of them. Pretty sure it isn't.
Which brings me back to the age-old question that I've asked time and time and time and time and time again. If you're a pedophile...
Yeah.
Would fucking a midget suffice?
Like, no.
Like, if you're a moral enough pedophile to where you're thinking to yourself, I know fucking kids is wrong, but they just look so hot. I mean, could you fuck a midget and heal your desires? You know what I'm saying?
Midgets don't look anything like children.
Yeah, but they're little. But I mean, I'm not saying it's a perfect substitute. I mean, like, you know, I want to fuck supermodels, but, you know,
It's no.
What, Mike?
No, it's a resounding
but what, Mike?
No in the chat.
But like, what? You know, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying.
No. I want to
don't
hear
press
more
this,
from
okay?
You.
Don't
say?
Press this. But you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying. Like, you know, if you can't fuck children because it's illegal, could you get your fix on midgets?
I like how you said it. Like, if you can't fuck kids because it's illegal, like, that's a question. Like,
well,
like
I mean,
the only reason you can't
world.
Is because it's
you're
illegal.
You're born that way, you know? You're born wanting to fuck kids, right?
Are they?
I don't know. But even if you're not, I mean, like, you know fucking kids is wrong.
So well, I guess they wouldn't at that point.
Well, they would, though.
Are you sure?
Know that it's wrong? I don't think that you could ask any pedophile, hey, do you know that fucking kids is wrong? And they'd say, well, no, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I'm sure they know it's wrong. That's why
I don't know. Do heroin
do
addicts know that they shouldn't do heroin?
I mean, like, they don't...
I'm pretty sure heroin addicts know they shouldn't do heroin.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Bank robbers know they're not supposed to be taking the money.
I think that pedophiles, like, know it's wrong. That's why they try to do it secretly and get away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see very many open and honest pedophiles, like, you know, hey.
Signed up. I'm a card-carrying member of NAMBLA.
Hi, like,
hey,
Charles.
Dude, I can't wait
I like
to
fuck
go
kids.
Fuck that kid later. You know, I mean, like, you know, you do it on the down low.
DL, that's good. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
For
they know it's wrong. They know it's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. End of discussion.
So have you answered my question yet? You don't think
what
it'll work?
Yeah, I don't think it'll work. These midgets are weird looking.
So, but yeah.
So they're not hot
yeah, but,
enough.
Yeah,
kids,
but kids are
saying.
Weird looking too.
Yeah. Well, right.
And
but
they
I mean, like
smell.
Midgets don't look like kids.
Yeah, but they're little.
Right, but the whole little you could find just like
so
a little
wait,
person.
Is pedophilia wanting to fuck little things. Or
right.
Young
I think
things?
That's the difference. I think it's like, yeah they're not trying to fuck
midgets
kids.
Midgets are children.
Is it like the youthful energy, or is it the, like they have small vaginas? Is it
I'm
the
sure.
youthful exuberance?
Dive deep into the mind.
Why don't you go to a, go to
know.
Any local prison?
Is it the
as
innocence?
As a press dude? Like I want to interview like your pedophiles.
I don't want to talk to
excuse
people.
Me, sir.
Then why are you
like an interview? By the way, bad says press
pedos. I want to know you know what they think about things, how
so
they
what
view
is
the
it
world.
About vaginas?
I come.
That you love?
I come from the internet. I want to
know.
Interview your finest pedophile.
Inquiring minds must know.
Oh, speaking of
check
pedophiles.
Check mark off the pedophile box.
Speaking of pedophiles, I have some Justin Bieber news.
Is he dead?
No.
Oh.
No, he's
then
dead.
Then I don't care.
He's being sued.
Being sued for what?
Did you see this news article? Nobody has seen this news article. I'm like, Jay Leno, have you seen it? Have you seen this article? Have you seen it? Apparently, there's someone who is suing Justin Bieber for $9 million based on allegations that they suffered hearing loss at a Justin Bieber show. Or not hearing loss, hearing damage at a Justin Bieber show. And so they're suing him for $9 million.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
Why?
Because there's no way you can justify that.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, what you're saying is this is a frivolous lawsuit?
It probably is.
Man, I thought it sounded legit.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's
I
like,
mean, when I go to concerts, it's usually played at a respectively mild level.
Right. I mean,
it doesn't hurt my ears.
You have an expectation that when you leave, your hearing isn't
be
going
to
be
unhindered.
Kind of
yeah.
cottony, you know what I'm saying? A little cottony in the ears when you leave a concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't... you know what I'm saying?
But
she
damaged.
Suffered hearing damage at a Justin Bieber concert.
I'm pretty sure if she wanted to go to a Justin Bieber concert, she had hearing damage before she went there.
Zing!
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, write those down and send them somewhere.
You have to wonder, like, are you really... getting the hearing damage from his awful, awful, ridiculous music, or probably all of the obnoxious females that probably scream from the second he walks on stage until the moment he leaves the stage.
It's probably a combination of both.
I imagine that to a certain extent, really the only person you can blame is his sweet, sweet 15-year-old ass in those tight pants that he wears. God, he's delicious.
So does a pedophile know?
Do they know it's wrong to love little boys? Why don't we ask you?
I come from the internet.
I come from the internet. We must know.
So what's new with you, buddy?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I've been playing the World of Warcraft.
How's that going?
Going awesome. I've been playing the WoW card game, too.
There's a card game now?
Yeah, there's a card game. There's been a card game.
What do you...
Where the fuck have you been?
Is it, like, on the computer, or do you have physical, like, cards?
You have physical cards.
Is it, like, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And all that shit?
Yeah, kind of. It's like Magic.
Do you, like, gather with other nerds and do this, or
yes?
Do they come to your house? Do you play at your kitchen table?
Go to the fantasy shop on Thursdays.
Oh, the fantasy shop.
Yeah.
Do you fart?
Not often. Not as often as I used to.
So there's like a Thursday night meeting at the fantasy shop
for WoW.
Is it like after hours? Is it like
no?
Once the store is closed for the evening?
No, they section off half of their store for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay to get in?
It's like $5.
So you pay to enter the secret room?
No, you pay for the tournament.
Yeah, what's in there?
Tables.
But you said it's for
dudes.
WoW.
Chicks.
And I mean, like, if you win, do you get, like, money? Is there, like, a door prize or something? Or?
You get door prizes, and then you get, like, a little crappy prize if you win for that week.
You get, like a lightsaber toy that makes noises when you bring them together? Or?
You get little WoW card game stuff, and if you get the most points at the end of the month, you get this awesome little playmat and some other stuff.
What is a playmat?
Well, when you play the card game, you get a little mat to, like, roll out, and that keeps your cards from, like, getting on the table and getting shit on them. And
why would there be shit on their table? Don't they clean their table before they have people over?
No, they do, but it's part of the tradition of the card games.
So it's like a mouse pad?
It's like a giant mouse pad.
You don't really need it, but, like, you know, you look cool for having it.
Yeah, and it'll say stuff on there like Battleground Champion of whatever month or whatever series.
It's like I get laid all the time. That's what it'll say.
Do you carry this, like, in your glove box so that you have it ready in case a World of Warcraft game breaks out?
I don't think that's going to... I don't think it's going to break
out. Like you
in the
all
street.
Stop in traffic and, like, you roll down the window and...
Battle! Pull your mat! Let's do this right here!
I always wondered, in that fucking show Yu-Gi-Oh! I've watched it, like, 3 times. Why one of the dudes don't just take out a fucking claw hammer, like... Oh, I've got this card. Fuck you, I got a claw hammer. Just brain his fucking ass and then take all of his shit, collect him up, and dump his body in a gutter.
Why don't you do really, that at the fantasy shop?
You wouldn't kill somebody for their Yu-Gi-Oh cards, would you?
No, but if somebody came up to me and shouted battle and started hucking magic cards at me...
You got a job, buddy. You could probably afford any Yu-Gi-Oh card you want.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about being threatened by some dude throwing cards at me. Or like the Jesse and James, where they came around and started fucking with people, trying to take their pets. Some bitch came into my house and tried to take my pet. Claw hammer to the face.
That yipey dog you have?
Yeah.
Let him have it.
No, it's the disrespect of coming into my home and trying to take my yappy little fucking dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'd let him have it. I'd say thank you.
If they tried to take... An old squeegee brush that I had for, like, painting or something like that.
It's yours.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the fuck it is.
Unless you invited him over.
Even
like, how do you know that, like, I didn't post something on Craigslist? Like, hey, my name is Mike Napier. Come take my yipey dog. You know, I mean, they could have been acting based on, you know, a practical joke that I was playing.
Well,
before
that,
you hit anybody with a claw hammer... Call me and make sure that I'm not fucking with you first.
Well, I'll call you afterwards to make sure. And if, you know, if it's true, it's like, oh, you got me. Damn. This is going to be hard to explain.
I couldn't be pressed to call you every time I had to claw hammer somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a spontaneous thing.
I wouldn't typically play a joke on you.
So I'm free to claw hammer people.
Yeah, you'd be on to me, I think. But Napier never knows it's coming.
It's so like the Spanish Inquisition.
I want to make a video game, and it's called Cops versus Dirty Hippies. And what you do, you select your cop class from a list of cops in riot gear, or they don't have riot, like you got to collect the riot gear, or however you want to do it. And what you do
so
as a cop...
So you could start off as like a recruit?
Yeah, you start off as a...
to like a hardened veteran?
Yeah, where you go out there, and like there are different classes. And what your goal is, to go around the city...
Is this
going to
be like a sprawling, like, open sandbox type game, like...
Like,
or is there going to be like a set story that you have to follow? It's very linear.
It depends on how you want to play it, but the maps are going to be open world.
Okay.
You have two styles of play. You can either just He-Man through the entire city of dirty, smelly hippies. You can go on the storyline, experience the world that we made for you, or just get the Marauder class of cops. Go out there with a giant sledgehammer and start taking out dirty hippie kneecaps.
With a sledgehammer?
I haven't seen many cops with sledgehammers.
You should. Either. There'd be less dirty, smelly hippies.
I don't think a sledgehammer is really a very effective weapon.
When you start taking out kneecaps,
well, I mean,
it will
can
be.
Right, yeah.
If they like don't know you're coming.
I'm talking about a huge dude. Like 6 foot seven.
It kind of works for Thor. I guess Thor's kind of got like a, you know... sledgehammer type deal.
No, I'm talking about two-handed motherfucking hammer. Just pound
DPS
on those hippies.
On
one of the...
at least 10.
When
very high DPS.
Yeah, at least plus
Superman
10 DPS.
Came back from the dead and there was like 9 Supermen, I think one of them had a hammer. Like a big sledgehammer, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it worked
the
for
one
Superman.
Shaq played, right?
Did Shaq play one?
I don't know.
Yeah, he sucked. He was horrible.
I'd like Shaq to think that if they made a movie about my life, Shaq would play me.
You know, Shaq's like 60 now, right?
Yeah.
Is he playing in the NBA?
Well, no, he would play me, you know, as an adult, not like when I was a young kid.
Oh, okay.
That
I thought you meant
that,
like, I don't know how we would flash back to you being Shaquille O'Neal. It's not like you went from Shaquille O'Neal to you now.
Well, I mean, there would probably be, you know, like, they would have to really project what's going to happen to me for like my later years, you know, all the greatness that I will one day experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And Shaq will be that, you know, once I morph into a 8 foot tall black man and, you know, yeah, no.
I think they should have Shaq play your childhood scenes.
Yeah.
With no kind of like,
like
explanation whatsoever.
Yeah, there's no context.
Get him a really big like Ernie and Bert sweater
and like some overalls and just like have him be 7-year-old you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and he chain smokes through the entire thing.
Put him in one of those little bitty
Forrest
desks.
Whitaker should be like the you now.
Oh no, Forrest Whitaker can be your mom. They can put him in a dress like that one dude. What's his name?
Forrest Whitaker?
No.
You should be offended.
That one. Yeah,
Forrest Whitaker's pretty ugly. No,
I didn't know if I should or not.
Yeah, you should.
But Shaquille O'Neal is you, and Forrest Whitaker's your mom.
I guess if I'm Shaquille O'Neal, then you would imagine that my mom would also be
a droopy-eyed man,
unattractive black gentleman, right?
Yeah,
I guess. So I shouldn't be too offended.
No, it's fine.
So when they make that movie, and then at some point. They will.
They got to have a scene where Shaquille O'Neal's pissing in the little kid.
They'll
piss
kidnap
room.
Napier, and I'll call Paul on the phone, and I'll say, "Paul, Napier is going to be taken."
Where's he going to be taken?
He doesn't say that.
So how do you know he's being taken?
Napier is going to be taken.
By who?
The guys.
What guys?
I have a very specific set of skills.
Are you going to go whoop ass to get Napier back? Are you going to go Liam Neeson on their ship?
Probably just go to Taco Bell.
He's going
to
be sold into sexual slavery.
Are you going to Islam him up?
Who the fuck would take Liam Neeson's daughter again? Like, who would do that? Who would be like, well, it worked out so well the last time.
Is it a sequel?
Yeah, they're making a Taken 2.
Maybe he has a different daughter.
Maybe it's like not Liam Neeson.
Who gets one-hitter quitted by Liam Neeson anyway?
What kind of fucking punk
ass? It's an old, frail, British, like, Scottish dude.
Like, he's running around just knocking people out. So one shot.
It's all of the criminals from the last one who thought, like, you know, wait, no, this is bullshit. That was Liam Neeson. We can take him. Let's try this shit again.
Right, exactly. But then somehow his frail ass does some ninjutsu.
That's what they're going to say at the very beginning of the movie. They're going to say, look, man, that shit shouldn't have happened. Let's try this again.
This motherfucker's because old.
Because, obviously, of all of the American girls that we should kidnap, this one takes priority. Because this dude, fuck this dude.
He should just man on fire that shit and start capturing dudes and start mutilating them. Where's my daughter? And then just, like, hacking off body parts. Till they start talking, and then, you know, when he's done, shoot him in the face.
Or blow them up anally.
Yeah, or blow them up anally. Man on fire had a blow you up anally scene.
You know, they never, like, talk about, like, the repercussions of this, because, like, that's not legal.
Well, the dude
even
died.
If your girl gets kidnapped, like...
To run around and kill lots and lots of people?
Yeah, like...
And, you know, I mean, it's not
I
like,
got my daughter back, and now I'm
it's not like he hit all the bodies.
Prison.
I mean, he just fucked people up and left them there. And, yeah, you know, he made a linear line.
He didn't cover his tracks or anything.
Yeah, I mean, he just shot people in the fucking face.
I'm glad I got my daughter back.
Like, punched him around, and...
It wasn't like... Latvia, it was France.
Yeah, and I mean, he got in a lot of fights, so I'm sure that he was bleeding a little bit.
Right.
They don't.
I'm not saying you should let your daughter die, but you know, something happens.
I say you should.
It's probably for the best. You can make another.
You can make another.
He's obviously dumb as hell.
Yeah.
The raw materials are actually quite cheap.
Yeah, I mean, you just
they're free. You produce them yourself.
You know.
You got to find a woman dopey enough to have sex with you.
And I mean, like, you know, she was old enough to a point where, like, she wasn't even living at home. So it's not even, you get to see her all that often. I mean, it saves you the trouble of, you know, having to call her. Like,
well, you got then you're stuck with another 18 years of raising this.
Yeah, that's true.
I would be pretty pissed, too. Especially, like, what if he was going to sell her on the sex slavery market anyway?
Oh,
and then
so
these
he
guys
was
just came,
retrieving
like,
his
rip
property.
Him off, you know?
Like, you know, I mean, you take another like a pimp's hoe,
right? They're gonna come.
It doesn't really matter the quality of the hoe. You want your hoe back because, you know, fuck you, that's my hoe.
Because you put hours into crafting that hoe,
right? To follow your specific directions.
You come home at night every fucking day. Your hand hurts from slapping her in the mouth all fucking day.
You already knocked all her teeth out just the way you want it. You know.
Yeah, she doesn't back talk anymore. It's just, you know, you work so hard for something, all of a sudden some asshole comes along like, oh, I'm going to take you away from here. You're going to have a life of riches and fantasy. No.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a certain amount of training that goes into, you know, having employees, you know, do things the way that you want them to be done. I mean, you don't want to train somebody new.
No, you can't do
so,
that
I mean,
all the time.
You almost got to deal with, you know, shit people, you know, just out of sheer laziness of not wanting to train new ones.
Well, that and how much did it cost you to train that person?
Yeah.
You got to make that money back.
Consider. Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, the time that you spent training them, you could have been making money with, you know, the one that you had that, you know, wasn't exactly raking it in, but, you know.
Yeah, but it wasn't
more
costing
money than you had before.
Yeah, it wasn't costing you. You had no upkeep. No expenses.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are the expenses? I mean, gas money to drive around and make sure they're where they're supposed to be?
Well, I mean, that's part of it.
And the rest of it's elbow grease and you know.
Yeah, with elbows. Elbow
know-how.
Power.
Know-how, yeah, experience.
Right. Pimping ain't easy.
Like, she tries to get away and you just got to beat the shit out of her again? I mean, that takes time and money out of your day. You could be getting money. But no, you got to track her down. You got to beat the shit out of her. Got to drag her back to her nasty apartment with one mattress in it. And, yeah, that takes time and money. Money that we all don't have. It'd be nice if we all had that.
Because, you know, fucking Obama and these gas prices, right? Am I right?
America.
America.
Yeah.
I think the chat room died.
Yeah, it's all gray and silly. Maybe everybody's just kind of sad.
Sad panda.
Sad chat room.
So we got together the other day to start a new role-playing game. It's called the Dresden Files, and it's like, you know, werewolves and vampires and things in a modern-day setting. And our friend Tom...
So it's like True Blood.
Yeah, I guess so. But there's like, you know, fairies and shit. You know, so, I don't know. I don't know a lot about it. I've never read any of the books. I've never, you know. But this is it. And our friend Tom spent the entire time coming up with abilities so that he could make his guy a serial rapist. Like, he was trying to get, like, bonuses to his attacks, you know, if he was had recently raped someone. And he just wanted to have all the different abilities so that he could, in fact, rape people in this RPG.
So he does chain power rapings?
Yeah, like...
Like, he rapes somebody and he gets stronger, like Popeye eating spinach?
Yeah, like, the more he rapes, the better he is. And, like, he goes into a berserker rape rage and things. Like, it was really an insight into the man's soul, actually. It's kind of disturbing.
Who was this?
This is Tom Potts.
He came up with a... Like an RPG game?
Like no,
I'm sorry, I was paying attention.
He didn't come up with the game. You know, it's a pre-made game, but his character is just like a rape beast. Like a rape tank. Like, he just goes and the rapes don't stop.
So does it have like a massive, massive dick?
Like, does he get like the Hulk where he slaps a bitch, his dick starts getting hard, and he starts like screaming and then raping bitches?
Yeah, I mean,
if you were a rapist, would having a large dick be a plus, or
I don't see how it could be a negative.
I don't think it would matter. You're raping. Yeah. It doesn't really matter what you're about your junk, you know?
I mean, do you want to have, you know, I mean, I guess you don't really want to, like, in your mind, do you want to give the woman who is crying and asking you to stop, do you want to give her pleasure? I mean, is the ultimate goal that, like, midway she'll, like, say, oh, fuck it, never mind, this is awesome.
No, it's terrible when that happens.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of raping people, is when halfway through they decide, you know what, this isn't so bad, lose wood instantly. Gone.
Is that true?
Or
is there, I guess there's different strokes.
I can't speak for everyone.
Different strokes.
I can't speak for everyone.
Huh. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Next time you're raping somebody, just think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you get caught up in the moment and you're not thinking about it. Like, take 5 seconds and just assess the situation.
You should probably ask her what she thinks. Like,
yeah.
Is my dick big enough? Answer
me, then,
bitch!
Then you sound like a
Stop
whiny
crying.
Bitch. No, you're going to dry out her vag if you do. Oh, you whiny motherfucker.
Yeah, tackling her to the ground, removing her clothes by force, and repeatedly hitting her in the face.
Do you feel as though my penis is an adequate size? Answer me, bitch!
And if you're being raped and they ask you that, what is the right answer?
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
No?
Perfectly adequate, sir! I feel as though it's average.
Then you just rape harder.
Yeah, so if she says, oh my god, it's the biggest dick ever, and she's like, well, I'm going to take it easy
well,
on you
know,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel a little bad.
Hey, thanks.
It feels like
I
my uncle.
I like you a little.
So what are you doing
This
later?
Reminds me of family
so what are you doing
get-togethers.
Later? Once you get cleaned up.
You sure know how to make a guy feel special.
Want to get some
burger? Want to get some dinner? This rape went really well. I'd like to do it again.
I feel like we have some sort of connection
so when
now.
When we're done here, you know, you want to go get some coffee or something?
You like coffee? Vanilla latte.
Starbucks.
They'll calm your nerves.
Oh.
You mean drop you off somewhere, or do you want me to just leave you here in a pool of semen?
Right. Like?
And blood.
Got a little real there. A little
yeah.
real there.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I feel dirty. I feel like I need a shower.
Take a Mexican shower.
Just go wipe off your pits and you'll be good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Take her to the rape hut. Great idea.
Oh, I remember the rape hut.
Yeah. That way your rape aids are available and ready to go.
Yeah.
Is this
clean
like
up some breeze at the rape
steel
hut.
Buildings?
Yeah,
you can
exactly. It's like
you
a steel building in a field.
No, Napier had a great idea. He wanted to bring broads to like the rape hut that... You know, it didn't necessarily condone rape, but it did assist you if you decided that rape was the way you wanted to go.
Yeah, it's like a needle exchange program for drug addicts. Only this was a place where you could rape your broad. It's nice. It's clean. You got a television.
Covered parking.
So yeah. Are they going to remove the dead body?
We are assuming you're not going to kill her.
Oh, so it's like catch, it's catch and release rape.
Yeah. It's not encouraged.
It's for sport. It's rape for sport. Right. It's not rape for substance.
Yeah, so yeah. We're,
it's
we
not to satisfy that inner hunger. It's
this isn't
fun.
A murder hut. It's a rape hut.
Whoa, whoa, I'm sorry. The rape hut's okay, but I'm
how dare you, sir?
Going too far.
Yeah.
Too
look, far. So does the rape hut have, like, you know, obviously it has rape aids for the raper. Does it have anything, like, for the rapey, like, afterwards?
When you say rape aids, you mean, like, rape assistance, not
yeah,
rape.
Yeah, like rape tools.
Like aids. And rope.
Accrued
yeah, like
from
marital aids.
Rape. Brown mask.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like marital aids or something like that.
Which are basically the same thing. Rape aids, marital aids.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Whips and chains, handcuffs, that kind of thing.
And no.
But not like a lot of questions are asked as long as she's breathing afterwards. Or if you're... You know,
there's
really big broad.
I don't know about.
Look, all they do, they check for a pulse. They check if she's breathing. They're like, yep, fine here. And
what they pay her cab fare?
No,
that's your responsibility.
You bring her in. You bring her out.
You break it. You buy it.
Yeah.
Right.
So
this is just a place to go
to use the rape hut and then immediately murder them. After you leave.
But you have
well,
to take
look,
them.
Look, it doesn't happen
but I mean,
in the
like,
hut.
Of our concern.
Yeah, it doesn't happen in
but
the
I mean,
hut.
What happens later?
You know how from time to time there's police officers waiting outside of a bar to pull over the first asshole that drives out of the parking lot all swervy, right? Like, you know what I mean? Wouldn't you just camp outside the rape hut and arrest everybody who... Or is that profiling?
Oh, yeah,
that
was
could be
dead.
Profiling.
I mean,
yeah.
That guy.
I mean, if a
they don't have to be dead. They can be arrested
rape
just for the rape.
I mean, like, wouldn't you assume that everyone who walked in there was a... Well, 50% of the people that walked in there were...
Well, no, not necessarily. It could be consensual rape.
That's a redundant...
I don't think that's a real thing.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah, that actually is a real thing. It's rape play. They could just be there to rape play.
It could be.
Yeah, they're just really into it.
I mean,
it.
Can't you rape play in the comfort of your own home?
Yeah, but this is the rape hut.
But see, if someone is consenting to be raped, then it ceases to be rape.
It's just rape play at that point.
Yeah, it's still rape.
So therefore, they're not admitted to the rape hut. This is
so I guess in that there would be a safe word as opposed to just no, stop raping.
And what kind of sick fuck gets off on some rape play?
Well...
If you're going to go all the fucking way.
Right, like, come on.
You know, like,
puss, that
people
shit.
Have jerked off
to from time
to
time,
that.
Like, you know, I have like, you know, urges where, like, you know, I'm thinking, like, you know, it would be fun to, like,
rape
fuck
a bitch?
At such and such place or fuck at, you know, and, like, you know, it would be cool if there was, like, some kind of, like, theme park to where, like, all of the rooms in the theme park were designed to be, like, simulations of places where it would be fun to fuck at.
Yeah, like a Wendy's or something.
Yeah, like they make up a room to look like a Wendy's, and you're not going to get caught, but you still get to fuck in a Wendy's, you know, and you get to lock the door, and like, you know, because, you know, like, I think it would be fun to fuck in a movie theater or you know, get your dick sucked at a White Castle, but like, you know, if you get caught, there's repercussions for that.
Exactly. You just can't get a blowjob at Rally's parking
right.
lot.
What are the repercussions?
You would be asked to leave, and possibly they would call the police.
Hold on right here while I call the police, you bastard, while you were getting your cock sucked. No, we're going
to... Well, I guess for Napier, it wouldn't necessarily be a problem, because he could probably eat, splooge, and leave before they even realized he was there.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to bring children into a movie theater unless they're, like, your children.
What
See,
are they checking
made a joke
your
about
idea?
You being a pedophile. Did
yeah.
You get that?
Yeah, I got that.
Did you get that? See, because we were talking about pedophilia earlier.
Look, unless I'm bringing in some little black child, how the fuck are they supposed to know?
Exactly.
They're going to check ID.
You're already all over.
Oh, you mean like they might think it's your kid?
Yeah.
And
who's
then it wouldn't
them?
Be weird?
Yeah.
Brangelina.
Yeah, it's
Brangelina. Well, I mean, there's
time.
That one black kid in the Honda Pilot commercial, and the Honda people didn't seem to think it was weird that there was like a little black kid in the car with a... Whole family.
That was their
people.
Neighbor, dude.
Yeah,
they didn't explain.
There's a preface.
That was the little white girl's boyfriend.
Where'd you see that? You're making that up. That's
bullshit.
I
made it up.
There's a random little black kid in the very back of a Honda Pilot with a whole family of white people, and it isn't explained for a second.
They don't
have a line of dialogue. It's like, hey, you know, this is cool and all that. We're gonna sing Crazy Train and all, but I just wanted to thank you guys ahead of time, you know, for inviting me on your family trip. This is really great. And, you know, I'm going to call my mom and dad as soon as I get there, you know, just to make sure that I'm okay. Dun 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 dun. Dun dun. You know what I mean?
It's obvious that was the little blonde girl's boyfriend.
It's not obvious at all.
Yeah, it is obvious.
In fact, he's in the back seat with, like, two other boys.
Yeah, he had to be
back there.
Do you
know what? You're looking at me kind of blankly. You've seen the commercial, right?
I have seen the commercial, but you're just obsessed with the one-line explanation.
I need something.
If anything, the one-line explanation annoys
me further. Why there's a little black kid in that car. Why does he have to be?
Why do you need an explanation?
I mean, I'm not saying that.
Can't you fill in the blanks yourself, Mike?
Black people from Honda Pilots. Black people should be allowed to have Honda Pilots too. I just think that
they should stay in the Honda Pilots together. Not with our white family. Right?
I just think it's odd that there's seven white people in a Honda Pilot and one little black kid. I mean, like, if it was like a black mom and a white dad, cool. That shit happens. You know, people marry all, you know, colors of the rainbow. You know, kumbaya motherfucker. But if you have, like, a little black kid in your car and, like, it's obvious that's not your kid, I have questions.
So would it be the same if it was a whole black family with one white kid?
Yes.
Absolutely it would be.
Would it be even more like, what the fuck?
Nick, that's racist. But yes, no,
I want to know how you became the person who gets to allow black people to have Honda Pilots.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, no.
No,
hey,
look,
if you're listening and you're black, go
if
ahead
you're
and get
listening
one.
And
Mike's
you're black,
giving you the A-OK.
Yeah, I'm Mike of the Wheelbarrow Full of, Mike and the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast would like to give you full permission to purchase a Honda Pilot, especially since, you know, one of you is in the commercial.
One of you.
And, you know, I mean, like those dancing hamsters, you know, they're all very urban in nature. I would imagine that you would gravitate to the Kia Soul. But also the Honda Pilot, because, you know, it's very inclusive, you know. They just need a little Asian guy in there somewhere, and they'll get everybody.
What about Mexicans?
He doesn't care about Mexicans. Right. I can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they drive Hondas?
They can get one. Nick, give the Mexicans permission to buy a Honda Pilot. I'm not going to, but... I mean,
I don't
feel
think
free
I
to.
Need to.
He has no authority over the.
No,
the
I mean
Mexican.
I do. I just don't think they need to buy Honda Pilots. It's not one of the
highly rated.
Whoa!
We got to draw the line somewhere, right? You already told black people they could buy a Honda Pilot.
You know, everyone buy Honda Pilots.
Oh, that could be a good marketing campaign.
Honda clearly made that, you know, in their commercial.
They made it obvious. This is for white and black people, not Mexicans.
That would be a great ad campaign. They would say, "No, no Mexicans, you can't buy this shitty half-ass SUV," and they'll be like, "Oh, why can't we buy it? What's wrong with us?" And then, like,
be like,
"Cause
a month later, you can't afford it."
Yeah, like a month later, then they say, "Okay, well, we'll let some of them do it," and then they get rushed with orders for these shitty little SUVs, and then they start selling out of them.
See, the thing is that Mexican people don't need SUVs.
They don't.
Wait. No, explain this, please.
Well, I mean, if they need to haul something, they do it on the roof. And they can fit like 10 or 15 people in a four-door
car. On the roof of their car?
Of their well, if we're going to say...
You mean like
buy
they
Honda,
stick their hands
Honda
out the window and hold on to it?
That's called Mexican rope.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, no, I've seen
Live
that.
Live in Kansas
I don't
for
know
10 if, years. You'll fucking see that shit.
I don't know if it was necessarily Mexicans, but I have seen people hold stuff on. I mean, I work at a storage place, so...
I guess if anybody would, it would be you.
Yeah, I've seen somebody fit a full-size mattress in the inside of a Chevy Corsica before.
Oh, one time, me and Paul and Angie took a 12-foot ladder home in a convertible Mustang.
Yeah?
That was pretty good.
Was
Did you just hold on to
back?
It?
Yeah, I held on to it in the back. And it, like,
you, so you,
learn,
you learned that in Kansas?
Yeah, basically.
You're like, hey, guys, I got this idea.
I applied the knowledge.
I saw Mexicans doing this. And they don't drive SUVs.
Nope, they don't even need them. They're industrious people.
It's been sandwiches. A long road.
It's been a long road.
Getting from there to here.
I think that we need to have, like, a barbecue. You guys need to come over earlier next week because I really want to try. If people keep talking about it, and it sounds really good. I really want to try cheeseburgers with Krispy Kreme buns. I cut a Krispy Kreme in half and put that on the bun.
I don't know about that, but have you had burgers with the buns being grilled cheese sandwiches?
I have, yes.
That's fucking amazing.
You don't think like a Krispy Kreme burger would be...
I'm not down with the
Krispy Kreme. I don't think it would be substantial enough to hold my cheeseburger together. Like, Krispy Kremes are rather soft and flaky and delicious. It just wouldn't hold up to the substance that my hamburger is, really.
Yeah, you know, Amanda on the chat is right. Napier, you are this, you know, aspiring cook. You know, how come you don't ever bring any fucking food over for us?
Oh, he gave me some tasty...
tasty time.
Brat sausages, like hot brats or something before. They were pretty good.
Yeah. Where's my fucking hot brats?
Oh, if we had a sausage fest, then you would come?
I think this is a sausage fest.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have like an actual get-together called the Sausage Fest, and everyone must bring sausage.
Okay, we can do that.
So, I mean, can I just, like, bring a six-pack of Johnsonville brats and call that my sausage?
Yeah, you can. That's, if that's what you want.
If you want to eat raw sausage.
Well, I mean, we can cook it there. We can have, you know, the barbecue going.
Yeah.
But if you want to, like, smoke your meat, you know, like a real champion.
Well, when I die, I do want you guys to barbecue me and eat me at your my funeral.
Smoke your meat?
I could
do like
that.
The pita lady.
No, not like the pita lady, because she's doing it because... Fuck her. I just want you guys to eat all of me and taste me.
Do you want a little bit of you inside
like
of all
Christ?
Of us?
Yes, I want a little bit of me inside of all of you. No, not crackers. Actual Mike. And if you're not going to eat any Mike, you're not fucking invited.
Can we make bacon out of you?
You can make whatever you want out of me.
What the fuck do you keep pointing at?
The 901?
We've got no schedules here, man.
We missed the first 10 minutes. Dude, Monday night is our night.
We can start this some bitch.
I thought something came on radio right now.
I thought something came on, like, after
us. No! No!
A replay.
Monday night's our fucking night.
Actually, I think there is, like, a replay of some show after us.
Yeah?
We should probably wrap it up.
No, homeboy told us.
No, I think... Or Steve said we're good to go.
I mean, if you want to go. Is it time to go?
No, I'm ready to keep rocking.
You're
hour
ready to keep
two.
Rocking?
Let's do it.
Boom.
Game on.
Yeah.
It's been brought.
Well, what?
She told us to be quiet because Hell's Kitchen is on. It's
silence.
Her favorite show.
Hell's Kitchen is on? Like the
Gordon Ramsay show.
Is that still on TV?
Yeah, it's still on TV. They get shit tons of viewers.
Because
really?
Because they love seeing this British dude just rail on these fucking dumbasses.
Dude, the show is just that dude yelling at people.
Yeah, people love it. They love it. It's awesome. It's funny as hell.
Really?
You gotta watch it.
I've never watched it. Is it just a British dude yelling at people?
Yeah.
Like he goes in their kitchen and he's like, fuck you, you can't cook?
Is it better than the Food Network star?
And then, like,
he goes in there the next week? They're so nice on that Food Network star. They are so polite.
Is he ever nice to anybody? Like, is he ever like, holy fuck, this is really good?
Yeah.
Or is he a dick all the time?
Yeah, he's nice to people.
Really?
But most of the time, it's him yelling about fuck-ups.
I've never watched that show.
How have you never watched that show? It's amazing. It's like an hour of this dude just going off on dumb bitches.
Mr. Producer says we can stay as long as we want.
Yeah?
Oh, awesome.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
So, hey, it's official.
Because we would hate for anybody to miss this.
Every glorious second. Yeah.
That's like my sex life.
It's like watching a really good porno after you, like, you shot your wad. Like, oh, well, now I want to see what happens.
So, you actually watch? See, I turn it off immediately.
Yeah, I do, too. I've never had that situation come up.
Pornos are never good enough to be like...
I gotta see what happens.
Is he gonna pound her upside down again? Let's stay tuned.
I think that's how they can justify showing it on the movie channels. Like, if they just showed...
the softcore shit?
Yeah. If they just showed people fucking, they couldn't put it on. But because there's a plot to it, now it's art.
Speaking of, that's like the Game of Thrones, man. There's a lot of fucking in that show, dude. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I've not seen so much dick in that show.
You know, I tried to get into that. I really did, because everybody's talking about it all the time, and I was like, well, I mean, you know, if everybody, I mean, my dad watches it, and he calls me every week and forgets that, like, I don't watch it.
He tells you all about it.
And he, like, you know, so I kind of watch it just because, like, he calls me and gives me the recap every week. He's like, do you watch that Game of Thrones? And I'm like, no, I've never really gotten into it. And he's like, oh, well, you know, the little midget guy, blah, 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 you know, on and on and on and on and on. And the one chick, she's got great boobs. And then just, you know, it goes on like that. And so, I mean, in a way I watch it, but I don't know why he watches it, because, I mean, like...
Because she has great boobs? You remember sitting at your house for, like, an hour watching Girls Gone Wild with your parents, trying to find... My cousin.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, I think my cousin's in this. Let's watch it.
My mom and dad gave me $15 and told me to go to Johnny O's or one of the fuck shops, you know, and buy a specific Girls Gone Wild, because apparently they thought that my cousin might be in it.
So why do they want to watch it? Are they
because
just
they
proud?
Were curious whether or not she's in it. And so, like.
And if she was in it, they got to see her naked titties.
Yeah, but
have you previously
seen
your cousin's naked titties?
No, but they were just curious whether or not she was in it or not. So, like, they purchased the Girls Gone Wild
you
video.
You purchased it, yeah.
With their money, so yeah. They purchased it. And I invited a bunch of friends. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I watched
it. Was like
it.
You, I think Mark Lang, you know, WTF Spaghetti on the Twitter.
I think Tom Potts was
Tom
there.
Tom Potts
right.
was there. Like, we had a whole gang over to watch Girls Gone Wild with my parents.
So we could find your cousin. In that was the craziest part.
Oh, Mark Lang just confirmed that he was, in fact, there. But, I mean, like, it was incredibly awkward. But, like, not so much, like, the looking at titties with my parents as, like, I mean, like, you watch a Girls Gone Wild video, and it's like they lift their shirt up, they show their tits, they scream, and then they cut to another girl lifts. I mean, you just go numb to it after like 3 or 4 minutes. It's like, great.
You,
another set
that's
of
what
tits.
The internet has done to you.
Okay,
because when I was like
tits.
10 and there was like no internet and there's like porno magazines. Like,
oh, you would sit there forever waiting
right,
for
oh,
one
oh
picture.
Oh my God, this picture's awesome. And yeah. then like, but yeah, I think the Girls Gone Wild is funny for exactly as, or not funny, but you know, interesting for exactly as long as their commercial is. Like they've timed it perfectly. By the end of the commercial, you're like, yeah, I want one of these.
Yeah,
that's because you've only watched it for like 30 seconds to a minute. At that minute and a half mark, you're like, okay. I'm
right. Done. But it, I mean, like, you know, yeah, you've just gone numb to all of that.
So were you there for Midget Night?
Above ground pools of pornography.
Oh, when exactly. we watched the midget porn
yeah,
that you got for
the
Christmas?
Midget porn
yeah.
over at Melissa Fisher's.
We all hung out after work. We all got together in Joey's parents' living room.
Yep.
And watched a midget porn. That we had a secret Santa at work where everybody exchanged gifts. And whatever lucky fella got Napier bought him a VHS.
Mr. Hubert.
It was Hubert?
It was Hubert.
A VHS midget porno. And big group got together and watched that. And
it was disgusting.
See, it was awesome, though, because like...
Was the guy a midget? Or was he fucking
well,
a
it was all
girl?
Different.
Yeah, it was all different. There was just...
There was a bunch
there
of
was
midgets.
Guaranteed to be a midget involved. And like, you gotta think that some of those people might very well have been pedophiles who were just getting their fix.
Oh, God, do you remember when we pushed fast forward and it looked like little rabbits fucking...
Rabbit poundings.
Yeah.
Where you got your style from.
So do midgets have, like, regular...
Boom!
Do midgets have regular balls, dicks?
Baby. Yep.
What? Do midgets have regular-sized dicks?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Yep. They had regular-sized dicks.
Really?
They were normal-sized penises.
They're packing heat.
Yeah. It was, like, weird. Really weird-looking.
So it was like a weird.
My hands kind of
yeah,
hurt.
Yeah, it was
I can
a
only
weird looking. Like most of them
Napier's
had weird
balls
looking penises.
At the end of a good session.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Do you gotta like ice them down afterwards?
No. I normally just put the fan to them. Like I got this like fan, and I just you know kind of turn the fan to my crotch. I let it, you know.
Do you, like, crouch like a bird?
No, no. I just lift up my genitalia and then put my legs together and they sit on top of my thigh fat.
And then you just let, like, the air current blow down your legs?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I don't need to cool off my taint.
Why not? It's a glorious feeling.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Get an ice cube, let it roll down your taint.
No,
I don't know if I would like that.
That sounds bad.
Yeah,
like when it goes down like the bottom of your back and like woo, you know what I mean?
It's exactly like that, but on your taint.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
No, I don't think I would like that.
It's like I don't like surprises. I don't like surprises.
You don't like surprises?
No, I hate surprises.
What kind of fuddy duddy are you?
I like everything to be planned out ahead of time.
Yeah, that's why this podcast is like a well-oiled machine. It's just orchestrated by a maestro.
I have a very set plan. You guys are the ones that fuck it up.
Well, you should tell us the plan before we start.
Exactly. We're rolling in here blind.
Follow it.
Oh.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yep.
Following plans and whatnot. And what have you.
All plans are stupid. They'll get you raped.
You mean like if you travel the same path every day, people will catch on to where you'll be at any specific time?
No, you're looking way too in-depth.
Yeah,
you shall be raped.
Yeah, it's just, it's inviting rape.
When you walk your path,
you shall be raped!
You gotta vary it.
He's a prophet. He's a rape prophet.
Prophet of rape.
Yep.
And I am the
chosen. I profit
from rape.
Be aware
on your next journey. You shall be raped.
You know, we could sell a rape protection service.
Just like follow people around.
No, just for money, Mike Napier won't rape you.
Right. Yeah. We'll give you like...
It's like the mob.
You give us like $100 a week.
We jump on that Fiverr thing.
And we make sure you don't get raped.
We'll post an ad on Fiverr. If you give us $5, we promise that all four of us will at no time rape you. I mean, if you don't give us $5...
There's a pretty good chance you're going to get raped.
I mean, there's a possibility.
There's four of us.
I got an idea.
But, you know, we can give you protection from the four of us.
I got an idea.
Now, wait, is rape protection like a condom?
We sell a way of rape. Is he okay? This is what we do.
Wait. You were talking, Nick. Yeah. Repeat your line.
I'm just saying that rape protection sounds like a brand of condoms.
It wasn't as funny the second time.
No, it wasn't. No.
All right, Napier, go on with what you're saying.
We teach women rape. How to do like how to get raped so where they stop getting raped.
So like, wait. So repeat that.
Okay, so let's say you're going to rape a chick. You take your dick out, and then
Wait, start over.
You take your dick out, you're getting ready to rape this broad, and then all of a sudden, she shits herself, vomits, and starts having a seizure. Are you going to rape her?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I would say no.
Once the train's in motion, baby.
The rape train's coming.
Yeah.
Do you know that 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape?
That's amazing.
Well, I mean, yeah, the one person does it.
Gives you a sense of community, you know?
Because 9 out of 10 people are raping the other.
Right.
You know, the whole Daniel Tosh thing about the chick that went to a Daniel Tosh show, did you see that?
Yeah.
She went to a Daniel Tosh show and then was offended by rape jokes. I mean, like, you gotta figure, you know, you go to, like, I mean, like, he's not playing like comedy clubs, you know. I mean, you pay to go see him probably at like a pretty decent sized venue these days. I mean, he's kind of a big deal to a point where like there's probably not very many casual fans showing up. You know, I mean, tickets are probably expensive, and you know you're going to see a headlining act that everybody's heard of.
Yep.
So I mean, to a point where you got to wonder if like this person was going to get offended, like,
or it was probably somebody's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who raped their girlfriend.
Obviously. I mean, brought up bad memories.
That's a sour taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
But
whatever happened to just getting the fuck up and walking out?
Everybody has to get like their, you know, their thing out there. I mean, like this twat that's suing Justin Bieber. I mean, and you know, I'm not like defending Justin Bieber or something, but fuck you, you know.
Exactly.
You got hearing damage from going to a concert. Well, fuck you. You shouldn't have gone to the concert, or you should have wore earplugs. Or I mean, there are things out there that you can do.
Yep.
And quit being a.
You know, I hate when
idiot.
I see people at the concerts with the earplugs in, because it's like, it doesn't sound like clear through that. It sounds like all muffled and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're going, they're going there for the experience. They already got the song at home. They
don't
give
you
a shit.
Want to, like, hear it live?
No, they don't care. They're just there to get their
if
little Chinese tingle.
If you're a fan of somebody and you go and pay to see them and you experience hearing damage from seeing them, as a fan...
I would stop being a fan instantly.
No, I would say, yeah, dude, I can't hear shit because of, you know, Bieber in 2012. That's right.
I was rocking it so fucking hard.
I was fucking there, man. It was the shit. Dude was fucking rocking so hard. I can't hear out of this ear anymore.
Doesn't have...
That's right, Jimmy, my grandson.
To it. That's like, if that was like, you know, a better
Sabbath
band. Right, you know.
Somebody... Well, you know... I mean, like, to a point where, like, would you almost be embarrassed to have your frivolous lawsuit because you'd have to admit that you were at a Justin Bieber concert?
Right.
You can't tell me that Justin Bieber concerts are louder than any other concert ever.
I can't tell you that, but I can tell you it is a great place to pick up women.
For by women, case. You mean 14 and 15-year-old girls?
13 or 14.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
Napier, you caught me by surprise. I didn't even have the thing ready.
You gave me the
just,
look.
You can't just do that anymore. You can't just come right out and be all like, oh my god, you see you in hell, faggots.
You gave me a look.
Do it again.
See you in hell, faggot.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WEchoD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WEchoDix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WEchoDix. Join our boards at wechodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.